Will the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senator Bennett and Senator Sackett are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor Milton Pump, Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the rest of the night and the vigor for this new day. Lift our sights to the clouds where eagles soar and point us beyond to your holy truth. Help these senators and all of us to put right before interest, to put others before self, put the things of the spirit before the things of the body, put the attainment of noble ends above the enjoyment of present pleasures, to put principle above reputation, and to put you before all else. In the name of Jesus, the risen one, who taught us to strive toward perfection, even as our heavenly Father is perfect. Amen.
Could the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 87th legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 87th legislative day be approved as certified.
If you have no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Gentlemen, I see Senator Coghill in the back row. Isn't somebody going to introduce him? Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to tell you that many years ago, when Sarah was serving in the House, there was a former state senator that served then as the legislative assistant to Walter Hickel, the new governor, and during that brief period, as it came to an end, we invited him to the floor and gave him a hatchet, all of us inscribed, and he was the hatchet man of the Hickel administration, my good friend Senator, Mr. Coghill.
As a former member, Senator Coghill, you have privilege of the floor if you wish to exercise it.
Carry on, sir.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I see a constituent of mine in the gallery, and I don't see him very often, but every time that I do, he's always attempting to save me money. He is a conservative, and he is a voice of my conscience at times, and I think sometimes I should listen more closely to him, and other times I should ignore him completely. My friend, Gordon Epperly.
Do we have any messages from the governor?
Message of April 8th. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Second House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 71, Rules, Amended House, Hunting, Trapping, and Sport Fishing Licenses, Chapter 19, Session Laws 1980. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message this morning from the governor.
Messages from the other house?
Message of April 9. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Joint Resolution Number 70, thus adopting House Joint Resolution 70, amended Senate, operations at Bush Airports in Alaska. Message of April 9, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee considering House Bill 446, terminating the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners on January 1, 1981, and reassigning its responsibilities to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 446, continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners. Representative Buchholz, Chairman. Representative Brown, Representative Byrne. Senate members appointed April 7 were Senator Strzelczyk, Chairman, Senator Bennett, and Senator Fahrenkamp. Message of April 9. The House has passed Senate Bill number 447 amended, definition of municipal bonds under the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority Act with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 447 and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Holman.
Never stand at ease, Mr. President.
Senate stands at ease. Senator
Kletta. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that action on the message pertaining to House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 447 be held one legislative day.
I hear no objection. Senate Bill 447 will be held one legislative day. Madam Secretary.
Message of April 9. The House has passed the following and transmitted. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 836 amended, an act relating to the use of state fish and game resources by aliens and non-residents and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs for 866.
836? I have it with the other one.
Or 836. Okay. Resources.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 866 amended by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to special individual traction permits and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports to the Standing Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 328, establishing an Older Alaskans Commission, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a letter of intent and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Ferguson and Strzelczyk signed do pass. SB 328 has a further referral to finance.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I would ask that you consider interrupting the referral process on that particular bill to refer it rather quickly to Judiciary Committee. There is some doubt as to the effect of one portion of that bill, as it may or may not impinge on the activities of Pioneers Homes and the longevity bonus program. And we've asked for an Attorney General's opinion on it. I would like to ask that it be referred to Judiciary so that they can take a look at it. We just don't want any slip-ups on the bill.
Mr. President, can we change? At this time,
328.
This time, I'll give Senate Bill 328 an additional referral to Judiciary. If you'll take a look at that, Senator Ziegler.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 351, State Aid to Local Governments, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Strzelczyk, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Stimson, and Mulcahy. Senator Kelly signed, do not pass unless amended. SB 351 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 541, Professional Licensing and Regulation of the Practice of Dispensing Opticians, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senator Strzelczyk and Senator Ferguson. SB 541 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 549, Professional Licensing and the Regulation of Nursing Home Administrators, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring, Senators Ferguson and Sturgiluski. SB 549 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 550, Professional Licensing and the Practice of Pharmacy, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring, Senator Sturgiluski and Senator Ferguson. SB 550 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 83, Compensation to Alaska Physicians Who Participate in the Medicaid Program, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring, Senators Ferguson and Sturgiluski. HJR 83 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 60, appropriating for supplemental operating and capital expenses of the state government and making transfers between appropriations, and recommends it be placed on the April 10 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring, Senators Tillian, Ziegler, and Sumner. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
We have no introduction of bills or resolutions?
Yes, there's a bill right under that little message there. Right here.
Okay.
Senate Bill Number 555 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request, an act making a special appropriation for a dental program for low-income adults and a special appropriation for an evaluation of the dental program and providing for an effective date.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive referral of that to Health and Social Services and have it go direct to Finance, if that's appropriate.
Satisfactory. Finance.
That is the only bill today.
Brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 60 by the Finance Committee, an act appropriating for supplemental operating and capital expenses of the state government and making transfers between appropriations and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring, Senator Sumner, Hackney, and Curtula. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute for HB 60.
You ask unanimous consent. Hearing no objection, committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 60 by the Finance Committee, an act appropriating for operating and capital expenses of the state government and amending and making transfers among existing appropriations and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rule to be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 60 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading and place for final passage.
No objection.
Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 60, an act appropriating for operating and capital expenses of the state government and amending and making transfers among existing appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Mr. Chairman.
Question has Senator Dankworth.
I don't know who to, whether to address this to the chair or to someone, one, maybe the vice chairman of finance could answer this, but I do know that committee substitute for House Bill Number 60, Mr. President, appropriates money to a municipal grant. So far as I know, and it just comes to my attention, I don't think we have such a, I think we're appropriating money to a fund that has never been established. There is, for your information, House Bill 578 amended in finance now, which establishes this grant. It was passed as a companion bill to 60 in the House. But it's still in finance, and before we pass this, you might want to know that. I don't know whether that would cause a problem if we were to pass this before we establish the grant itself. Thank you.
Sure. I think it would be important to notify the free conference committee. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, hopefully I can help the good senator from Anchorage that we are in the process of examining that problem, and we're working closely with the Attorney General, and hopefully we will be able to come up with a satisfactory answer to the problem. The problem is really twofold, or there are two segments. In municipal grants, there are no problems whatsoever with that. However, there are possibly problems with grants to nonprofit organizations, and that's the area in which we, meaning the Senate Finance Committee and the Attorney General's office, as well as the House Finance Committee through their chairman, are working. And I would hope to allay the fears of the body. As far as municipal grants, there is no problem whatsoever, and I am assured that there will be a workable compromise for nonprofit organizations.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgill-Lewski.
It's just a very few brief remarks, if I might, since I guess about a year ago I got up on a Christmas tree bill. I've perhaps learned a little about protocol and a number of other things, but last year we appropriated, or maybe I haven't learned too much, $87 million for capital projects. This year we're about to move on a capital budget of some $500 million. That amounts to about $1,250 for every man, woman, and child in Alaska. A lot of these projects, I think, are going to be necessary to provide needed service facilities in the state. Certainly a number of them have been suggested to improve our employment situation. We spent a lot of time talking about that. Though I suspect if all of these things were built this year that there wouldn't be enough Alaskans available to be employed on the project. In any event, we're talking about a six-fold increase in our capital budget. Apparently there's a truism, and that is that expenditures rise to meet revenue, but also there are always more potential expenditures than there are revenues, no matter how large those revenues might be. I think if we were all Solomon and possessed his wisdom, I'm not sure that we could be absolutely certain that all of these expenditures are being wisely made, that they mean long-term benefits for the people of the state. Maybe all of them do, but perhaps all of them do not. I think that we're perhaps as a body beholden to the people to follow up and evaluate how we spent their money. It's not our money. To try and determine whether we are being wise in the decisions that we're making. Which of those programs, and we're starting a whole lot of new ones without going through program individual committee review, although I think the finance job has done an excellent job in getting backup on projects that have come through. But what about the programs and projects that deserve funding? Which don't? Which have been good investments and which have not? Next year, we're going to be faced with another huge pot of revenue, and the cycle goes on without many constraints. I hope personally to return next year wiser than this year and able to make greater assurances to my constituents that we've spent this money both wisely and well, and I'm not sure I have that feeling today.
Ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 excused, and 1 absent.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clauses are adopted. Senator Coletta, would you care to reconsider? Senator Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I give a notice of reconsideration on my vote and request it to be taken up at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. Madam Secretary.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 60, an act appropriating for operating and capital expenses of the state government and amending and making transfers among existing appropriations and providing for an effective date and third reading on reconsideration.
Question.
Senator Dankworth?
May we have just a brief at ease?
Can I please come back to order? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 absent, and 2 excused.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clauses are adopted. Madam Secretary. Just the consent.
Yes, do you want to give us an opportunity to send this out, Marino?
Yes, I would like to. Could we stop? Stop washing your hands in the gravy. All right. I love you too, bud. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar and under the unfinished business. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, yesterday you made some appointments to the Banking Investment Advisory Committee. I would ask that you consider not appointing me to that seat. I just have insufficient time to address to that another committee assignment.
Thank you, sir. Senator Bradley, do you think you could fill that spot?
Yes, sir.
In that case, I'll make that appointment.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to move and ask that unanimous consent we return to introduction, please.
Without objection, the Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
Fine, I'd like to introduce a gentleman who has made substantial contributions in Alaska, and he considers himself a recycled child care administrator. I think more properly we might call him grandfather to a whole lot of Alaska's neglected and needy children. John Malotti's in the audience today.
We'll revert back to unfinished business. Does any member have anything further under unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet today at 3 p.m. in room 106, Assembly Building, to consider the following bill, committee substitute for Senate Bill 384, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, and to continue the sunset work session on the following commissions and boards, the Alaska Public Utilities Commission, the Board of Marine Pilots, and the Collection Agency.
Senator Ziegler.
As a reminder, Mr. President, here this afternoon, I anticipate a short meeting. Next week, on both Tuesday and Thursday, we'll be going full bore, and I'll announce those bills tomorrow morning.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, a reminder of the Anchorage legislators that we are having a teleconference at noon today with the Anchorage Assembly to discuss the concerns with the School Foundation program. Thank you.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, because of all of the meetings and stuff that are going on, State Affairs wasn't able to come up with a quorum yesterday. We will have a quorum this afternoon and be going over the same agenda. And we'll have it at 3 o'clock in the Belts Room this afternoon. We will be reconsidering SCR 60, SCR 61, HB 590, HJR 71, and SB 515.
Senator Ray?
I don't know if this comes under a committee meeting, but it, I will appoint myself as a committee of one to...
I object.
...talk to anybody that wants to talk about the Monday calendar, the sponsor substitute or the committee substitute for sponsor substitute for 239 will be on there. That's relating to alcoholic beverages. And there is a sectional analysis that's in the journal, but if any of the members wants to discuss any part of it or possible proposed amendments or whatever that they might consider, I will be at their beck and call when you can catch me. I mean, you know, what I mean is just leave word in my office and I will be more than happy to return the call and get with you if there's any particular problems that you have. Also, I'm sure I could prevail on the chairman of the judiciary. I would ask through the chair if he would make himself available also to answer any of the questions that might arise. Thank you, Mr. President.
You're going to bring a bill on alcoholic beverages on the floor on a Monday?
Well, most everybody's sober by then, aren't they?
That brings to the bottom of committee announcements. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate adjourned.
Well, hold it one moment. Yes, the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate recess to a call of the chair approximately 15 minutes.
The purpose of this is to find out if the House will be able to take action on 60 and get back, for us to take action on 60 and get it into free conference. Senate stands in recess. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, we revert to messages from the other House.
Hear no objection. The Senate reverts to messages from the House. Madam Secretary.
Message of April 10. The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 199, Finance Amended, relating to the Public School Foundation Program to educational assessments of children and providing for an effective date with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 199, Finance Amended House, relating to support for schools and amending the Public School Foundation Program and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 199 amended House and request the body to vote no.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall the Senate adopt House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 199? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 2 excused, and 2 absent.
So the Senate has failed to adopt the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 199. And at this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Ferguson, Sackett, and Stimson. Senator Ferguson's chairman.
Message of April 10. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 60, appropriating for supplemental operating and capital expenses of state government and making transfers between appropriations, namely, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60, appropriating for operating and capital expenses of the state government, and amending and making transfers among existing appropriations, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from their amendments. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the above bills. Representative Meekins, Chairman, Representative Duncan, Representative Montgomery.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60 and request the body to vote no.
The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 60. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 2 absent, and 2 excused.
And so, the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to House Bill 60, and the chair at this time would like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Homan, Hackney, and Curtula. Senator Homan is chairman. That one's done. That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Homan.
The move asks unanimous consent that we revert to the introduction of guests.
Hear no objection. The Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
Immediately following the adjournment motion, there will be a performance by the Imanga school dancers in the Butrovich room. I would like to introduce the dancers to the body now with their sponsors. I'd ask that you stand as I read your names. The drummers, the two drummers we have are Ray Waska and Andy Sugar. The students from the Umana High School junior class are Merlin Redfox, Paul Kamaroff, Ronnie Trader, Johnny Murphy, Ivan Akita Chula, Marvin Kelly, Doug Horn, Howie Westluck, Gabina Simon, Maggie Kamaroff, Aggie Akhtoya, Zita Akhtoya, Josie Waska. Sponsors for this class are Sandy Carlson and the former Bethel teacher, Jim Carden.
Senator Curtula. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, move for the introduction of guests.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, we have students from the Nolan Gulf High School here in the gallery right behind me. And I'd like to introduce the students, starting Ted Maluski, Hasher Maluski, Buzzy Fagerstrom, Sherry Fagerstrom, Darren Hargraves, Katie Okolisek, Sarah Okolisek, J.T. Sherman, Marty Smith, Kevin Wright, and their advisors, Mike Maluski and Cindy Schmitz.
We now advance to unfinished business. Did we have special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? Any changes? And before you go for the final, Senator Coletta, the Imanak dances will be having a demonstration for us in the Belts room, if the members would please go down there when they're done here.
Good. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands and adjourn.